The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, yo. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
Good afternoon, good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to another Coach's Corner. Well, today, you know, we get to talk about the playoffs. It is that time of the year. Football season wrapped up strong. A lot of teams were fighting for a playoff berth. Some made it, some didn't. And the brackets were released on Saturday. So now we get to take a look and see who's who in the zoo and what we think is going to happen. We're going to do some predictions here today. We also are going to have a guest that's going to give us his predictions about the football playoffs as we move through the 4A and 5A playoff brackets. You know, interesting thing about the playoffs is that it's not always about who's the better team. It's about matchups, and there's going to be some interesting matchups here as I was going through the brackets. Now, here's what I'm going to do. This is the first time I've done this, but I want to do this. I want to challenge my listeners. I want you to fill out your own bracket, and I want you to predict your winners. And I want you by Wednesday night, 8 o'clock cutoff, Wednesday night, this Wednesday, submit to me your bracket. And then on Thursday, I'll be checking my email. I'll go through. I'll pick the top brackets. Or I'll take the brackets on Saturday. I'll pick the top ones. And I will draw out of the top brackets one person. And I'll have that person live on the show next Monday. And you will be my guest host. And you'll help me pick round two. So how about that? So take your brackets, finish up your brackets, type them up, submit them at hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Again, the email address you're going to send that to is hssportstalk@yahoo.com. You fill out your brackets, submit them on Saturday morning. I'm going to pull the brackets out after all the game results are in. I'll check and see who's got the top picks in the 4A and 5A. Now that's four divisions, 4A1, 4A2, 5A1, and 5A2. So you pick your best teams, you fill out your bracket, you pick who's going to win. I'm going to compare the brackets, see who's got the best bracket, and I'm going to call that person and invite that person to be guest host on the show. So include your full name and your phone number and your bracket. Send it to hssportstalk@yahoo.com to the coach. I'll have you as a guest host next Monday, and we'll talk about the second round and what's coming up. And if you go to the game, you can even talk about what you saw at the game and why some of the teams that you were rooting for may have lost. So let's get that going. Now, today's show, we got a lot of stuff we got to get to, so we're going to just go ahead and jump right in. But before we jump right in, I want to say goodbye to Wade Phillips at Dallas. Top news earlier, just about an hour and a half ago, Dallas evidently let Wade Phillips go. That was predictable, huh? All right, so good luck to him wherever he lands. And Dallas, you need some serious help. I don't know if Jason Garrett's going to be able to do it for you, but, you know, you need some serious help. Cardinals, what are you thinking? There's some interesting football games going on at the pro level. All right, so now let's go ahead and get to high school sports. And what we're going to do is we're going to welcome to our show one of the Valley's top new prognosticators. This guy's come on the scene in the last year, probably last 6-7 months, and has really started making an impression across the Valley in some of his coverage of high school sports on the ArizonaVarsity.com website. He's written some great articles on local talent. on teams, on games. He's been very impressive in his last 6-7 months. We're going to welcome to the show Dutch Perryman. Dutch, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, welcome to the show, my man.
All right, thanks for having me, and thanks for those kind words as well.
Now, see, Dutch, you're from Tucson, right? You hail from the U of A?
Yes, I grew up actually in Ahwatukee, pretty much born and raised there. And then, yeah, I went down to U of A and competed on the track team there.
Okay. Now, you actually played sports over at Desert Vista High School, am I correct?
Yep. Basketball and track.
Basketball and track. You played for my friend Doug Harris, is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. So, now, Dutch, being from the Valley, being able to come back and start to cover high school sports, let's talk a little bit about how you got into covering high school sports and what you've been doing the last, how long has it been now? 6-7 months?
Yep, I pretty much got started first week of June. So,
okay.
Yeah,
all right. So how'd you get started doing this?
Well, my dad started ArizonaVarsity.com. It was about 6 years ago. And so he's been taking that over and been growing. And he works a full-time job as well. And so when it came time for me to, you know, enter the real world from college, he really wanted to start growing the site and expanding the type of coverage he could provide. So he offered me the opportunity to come on full time and basically really start pushing the three sports and try and grow the coverage. So that's what I've been working on for the last few months.
Well, you've done a great job. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and tap into your expertise. We're going to start picking. We're going to start picking the picking the picks. So you got your bracket all completed?
I do.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and start with the 5A1 level. We're going to start off, and obviously we have to start at the top of the bracket. And as predicted, Hamilton defeated Mesa and ended their season 11-0. They beat Mesa 41-6. So they got that number one seed. Their first game is against the number 16 seed Westwood, who fell from number 14. I don't know if that was a great situation for Westwood, but that's where they ended up.
Right.
So who are you picking in that game?
Well, I'm going to go with the obvious favorites, Hamilton. Westwood had some tough losses to Desert Ridge and Perry, who shut them out, and they also they lost Mountain Point, and even though they held Mountain Point to just 18 points, they only had one score themselves. So I'm gonna pick Hamilton, and predict Westwood's probably only going to get about one score.
Yeah, I think that that's pretty a safe bet. I don't think a 16's ever beat a 1, so I think that Westwood falling from number 14 was a curse because they drew Hamilton straight out of the gates there. So let's go ahead and drop down to the next bracket, which is the number 8 seed versus the number 9 seed, Mesquite versus North Canyon. Now, this is definitely going to be an interesting game. These type of matchups, the 8-9, are typically the hard ones to call. So I was looking at this, and Mesquite actually moved up after a 42-7 win over Dobson, and they've been 5-1 since September 24th in region. Then you have North Canyon, who fell from number 6 because they lost to from number 6 to number 9 because they lost 29-28 to St. Mary's. And they're kind of on a slide, 2-2 in their last four games. So I'm not quite sure what that group's doing, but why don't you tell us who you're picking there?
Yeah, I also found North Canyon's last few game record kind of discouraging. I do think it'll be a pretty even game, but I'm going to have Mesquite ahead of North Canyon by about 10 points out of the score, 31-21.
Yeah, I kind of picked the same. I picked Mesquite moving on. So now in the second round, we would have a matchup of Hamilton versus Mesquite. And by the way, I saw today that Hamilton moved up to number 16 in the nation in one poll and number 25 in the nation in the USA Today poll. So that's congratulations to them, and I'm glad they're getting some recognition for Arizona football in the nation.
Yeah, they're having a good year.
Yeah. Now, number 5, Mountain Point, against number 12, Red Mountain. If you look at this matchup, you've got Mountain Point with a 27-7 win over Marcos Deniza this past Friday night, and number 12, Red Mountain fell fell after a loss 28-17 to Desert Vista, your alma mater. So those two teams are going into this game with different mindsets, and I have a feeling Mountain Point playing strong all year long. Their schedule has been a tough schedule. That Central Region, they've had several games with some of the Central Region teams. I just think they're just going to move on in this round. What are you picking?
Yeah, I agree. Red Mountain had that upset over Centennial, but since then they've struggled against the next tough two teams. They had to face Hamilton and Desert Vista, which were definitely tough opponents, but they didn't fare too well against them. And Mountain Point, like you said, they are playing well, and I think they got a strong defense that'll be able to keep Red Mountain in check. So I have Mountain Point moving on.
Okay. Next up, we have number 4, Mountain Ridge, versus number 13, Brophy. Brophy jumped up to 13 from number 16 after a win this week, 63-22 over Yuma. My question is, do you think Brophy's got some momentum going here?
You know, I'm really not sure. I do know some people are pretty high on their young talent, but I think when you enter into the playoffs, some of that young inexperiencedness kind of starts to show. I'm not real sure if Brophy's going to be able to carry some momentum in. I do have Mountain Ridge taking them in this first round.
I picked Mountain Ridge to go to the next round, and after their win 62-19 over Goldwater, I think that Mountain Ridge is kind of on a roll. So, and they've had a very good year this year as well. Their schedule's been very tough with wins over some very good teams. You know, Boulder Creek's no slouch, and they got a nice win there, 44-17. So I'm going with you. I'm going Mountain Ridge over Brophy. We've only got a couple minutes before the next for the break, so let's go ahead and take a look at the next game. The next game is number 3 Desert Vista against number 14 Mountain View Mesa, and of course that's your alma mater. They got a win over Red Mountain that moved them up, and number 14 Mountain View had a loss. They fell after a loss to Basha, and I guess that was a very tough loss for the Mountain View program. So who'd you pick to win that game?
I do have DV winning it. Their only losses come to Hamilton and Mountain Point, which, you know, obviously are real tough teams. So I think they've surprised a lot of people, and they've done pretty well this year, and so I'm going to take them.
Okay, and that's who I picked as well, Desert Vista. So we seem to be on the same page. Here's where I think we may shift a little bit. We'll see. Number 6, South Point Catholic, with a 47-7 win over Sunnyside, is at the number 6 slot. And number 11, St. Mary's, moved up from the number 11 spot to the number 13 spot. Now, St. Mary's, in their last 4 games, though, is 1-3, and they haven't been playing that well of late. That game, I'm thinking, is a toss-up at this point, but I'm going to have to pick one of these teams. And looking at the two teams, I'm just not sure where I'm ready to go with that, but I do have a pick. And when we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you what my pick is, and then we'll find out where you're at. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely, joined by Dutch Perryman of ArizonaVarsity.com. We'll be back in a few and finish picking the brackets.
They got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something. I found the game if it ain't saying nothing. Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. And we just here to let y'all know.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
We cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
It's more than a sports show. Tune in every Friday for End of the Bench with Tony Bowie. Tony knows and does it all. Whether it's sports, business, or politics, the discussion all comes to focus in one place. You'll hear from the personalities as well as the everyday people, each bringing their own perspective to the discussion. This is a weekly forum that you'll want to be a part of. End of the Bench with Tony Bowie airs live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready for a show that's going to take it to the next level of sports talk. Get ready for Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. He's got 12 years of broadcast experience as an analyst for ESPN SportsCenter and NFL Live. And he has 10 years experience as a player with the Seahawks, Colts, Vikings, and Chargers, as well as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers of the CFL. You'll hear the truth and not the sidelines. Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. Unfiltered is not for the faint of heart. Tune in every weekday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Don't miss the show that gives you exclusive access to your favorite pro athletes off the field and in our communities. Join host Nick Murphy for Heroes Radio. Hear it directly from the source as we take you behind the scenes with your favorite stars. It's sports, community, entertainment, and fun. And it's all part of Heroes Radio. Tune in Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, only on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Hey, football fans, are you ready for an intelligent discussion about the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League? Are you tired of listening to talk show hosts that have never played football? Instead of answering your questions, they prefer to listen to themselves. And when they don't like what you're saying, they just cut you off. Well, that won't happen on the Jeff Nixon Sports Report. Keep it clean, stay relatively calm and rational, and the discussion will flow well. Join Jeff Nixon Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the Coach Scott Lovely here on Voice America Sports Network, and we're being joined by Mr. Dutch Perryman, who is a prep cover. He writes stories on the high school athletes and does analysis for ArizonaVarsity.com. And where we left off talking about the playoffs, we're in the 5A1 state football playoff brackets, and we're down here at the number 6 versus number 11 matchup, which is South Point Catholic versus St. Mary's. And what I was saying was South Point Catholic just got a big win over Sunnyside, and St. Mary's moved up to number 11 from number 13, but they're 1-3 in their last four games. That game, to me, I think is a toss-up, Dutch. What are you thinking as you look at those two teams?
Well, I noticed South Point puts up quite a bit of points, even though their schedule, from what I could tell, wasn't too difficult. They still were able to score pretty easily. And then, like you said, St. Mary's is just having trouble winning games right now, and seems like they've kind of had trouble all year. So just going off of that, I think South Point will probably still be able to put up some points and get the win.
Yeah, even though I think that South Point's had a softer schedule, I do also believe that momentum does carry over into the playoffs. And when you only have one win in the last four games, that's not going to help you. I think South Point Catholic is actually going in with a little bit more confidence, and I think South Point's going to go ahead and get the win there against St. Mary's. And now next we move to number 7 Chandler versus number 10 Desert Ridge. Now, see, this is a good game. Now, unfortunately, though, I'm not sure if the quarterback for Desert Ridge, Parker Rasmussen, is going to be playing that game. I heard rumor today that he's out injured. Now, in looking at this game, you know, Chandler has been, you know, just tough. You know, the Huntley is just a stud quarterback. They've been putting points up like crazy. As a matter of fact, against Trevor Brown this last week, they hit 52-7 win over Trevor Brown. But Desert Ridge had a 45-7 win over Perry. So these two teams know how to put some points on the board. What do you see happening in this game?
Yeah, this one actually is going to be a tough one, I think, for Chandler. Even though Rasmussen was out last game, I happened to catch that against Perry, and even Perry seemed to have some offensive threats on the field, but the defense of Desert Ridge was really keeping them contained. And like you said, also they can score pretty much just as easily as Chandler. So I do think this is going to come down to just be a one touchdown victory. I'm probably going to call the upset here and go with Desert Ridge. I know my dad, John, he's going with Chandler. He feels that they have a chance to win it all. But I'm going to call an upset here in the first round.
Well, and see, this is where we part ways because, you know what, I'm picking Chandler. I know that Desert Ridge just won that Central Region title. I know that's a very tough region. But at the same time, I just think Chandler has too many weapons for Desert Ridge to contain. I think that Huntley is just a stud quarterback. He's going to take over the game when necessary. I think that right now with Rasmussen being out, that's going to hurt Desert Ridge in this playoff game. Even if he's back, he's not going to be back at full strength. So I'm picking Chandler. I'm staying with Chandler. So we kind of differ there. So I'm going with your pops there.
That was probably my hardest game to call. Just because I saw Desert Ridge last week without their quarterback, and Becerra, who filled in, he did a great job, especially running. So Chandler's going to have to figure out how to stop a dual running threat with him and their other running back. But, yep, that should be a good one.
Yeah, that's going to be a barn not a barn burner because that's not in the gym, but that one's going to be a tough one. All right, so next we got number 2, Basha, versus number 15, Gilbert. You know what? Basha with a big win, 27-7 over Mountain View, and Gilbert with a 35-21 win over Westwood. Gilbert's got 2 straight wins over Highland and Westwood, moving them into the playoffs because they weren't even in contention for the playoffs for a couple weeks. And then all of a sudden, bam, bam, now they're in. That's great for Gilbert, but this game is easy to call. I'm calling Basha.
Yeah, Basha actually took care of Gilbert earlier in the season real easily, so I'm going to say Basha takes it.
All right, so that's the picks for this week's first round of the playoffs. Those games are Friday, November 12th. Go ahead and pick a game and go out there and shoot an email in. Get us your bracket so we can see how you fare against the coach and Dutch. And then the person who gets the best bracket for the week is going to help me next Monday cover the second round of the playoffs. So now here we go into 5A2 division brackets. Number 1, Chaparral, of course, against number 16, Sunnyside. Sunnyside actually fell from number 14 to number 16 to end up with this matchup against Chaparral. Now, the interesting thing about this is Chaparral is number 32 in the nation, and they're playing very well right now for Coach Charlie Rangel. So who are you picking? I'm picking Chaparral.
Yeah, I definitely have Chaparral.
All right, so next we move to the number 8 versus number 9 matchup, which, again, is a tough one to call, but you know what? This one is a little bit easier because Cibola actually is number 8 and Lake Havasu is number 9. Cibola actually moved up 4 spots from the number 12 spot to get to the number 4 spot in the final rankings, and with a win 28-18 over Gila Ridge. These guys actually met on September 17th, and Cibola won that game 42-18.
Yeah. And I think they actually met again later on, and I think Lake Havasu took the second match, if I can remember.
Actually, you're right. You're absolutely right. It was 34-27. Cibola fell to Lake Havasu. And Lake Havasu, I look at the schedule, though, and I think the schedule's questionable. I'm not impressed with their schedule. They did go 9-1. They just got a big win, 61-46 over Kingman. I think the schedule, though, is questionable, and with the two teams having met before, I think I'm just going to go ahead and go with Cibola.
Yeah, that's who I'm going with as well. Just one win that they had over Basha kind of stood out for me, and that's kind of why I favored towards the win in the game.
Yeah, and I think they handled Skyline, which is another team that I thought on their schedule was a little bit tougher than some of the other teams they played. In Skyline, I think the way they handled them, 34-14, I thought, okay, well, you know what? That's who I'm going to go with. All right, next up, number 5 versus number 12. That's Boulder Creek versus Betty Fairfax. Boulder Creek jumped up three spots to get to the number five from the number eight spot with a win 42-14 over Tolleson. And Betty Fairfax moved up one spot with a 49-6 win over Camelback. So their offense seems to be moving a little bit there. Who do you have picking? Who are you picking for this matchup?
I'm going to go with an upset on this one. I think Fairfax, they've won their last eight games. So hopefully they, or not hopefully, but I think they'll possibly have some momentum going. They both did kind of struggle against some of the more competitive teams. But, yeah, I'm just going to go with a upset for this and call it Fairfax.
Yeah, you know what? This one was a tough one for me. This was a very tough matchup for me. And then looking at the schedule, I think I'm just going to have to give Boulder Creek the edge. I just think Boulder Creek's going to pull that one out. It is a home game for Boulder Creek, and I think that's going to be the factor in that game. But, you know, that was probably the toughest game for me to call. Now you have number four, Westview. Versus number 13 Millennium, and this is another matchup that was a repeat. I mean, these two teams met on Thursday, and Westview got the win 37-15. So, what are you calling here?
I'm going to say Westview repeats that. They had close, or their losses were to Hamilton and Centennial, but they were still able to score 21 points in each of those games. So, I think they'll just kind of keep rolling with how they've been playing and Millennium down.
Yeah, I picked Westview to win that as well. I just don't see Millennium having the firepower to keep up with them. Then we move down to the second half of the bracket where we have number three Centennial, who evidently was getting some consideration for the national polls but didn't make it in. But number three Centennial, he got a win 42-0 over Cesar Chavez. They will match up this week with number 14 Pinnacle. And I tell you what, I said this last week when we were talking about the show and we were talking about the teams. I said Pinnacle was going to be a dangerous team. Pay attention to that game last week. It was Pinnacle and Horizon. I called it, and Pinnacle upset Horizon this last week, 21-24. They moved up to the number 14 spot to get a matchup against Centennial. I think Pinnacle might be hot. What do you say?
I think since Centennial got upset by Red Mountain, they kind of got back on track. Red Mountain was pretty much their only hiccup of the year. So I just have to go with Centennial just because I feel like they've proven themselves too much this year. I don't know, to call an upset. So I am going to go with Centennial.
Well, here's what I say. I say number 14 Pinnacle is a dangerous team, but not this week, as Centennial advances to the second round. We're going to move to the number 6-11 matchup. Marcos Deniza is going to be playing Perry. Marcos Deniza fell from the number 4 spot after a loss to 5A1 Mountain Point. And I don't know how this matchup's going to be. You've got both teams losing this week going into the playoffs. Perry fell from the number 6 spot to the number 11 spot after a loss to D Ridge. So you've got Marcos Deniza and Perry coming up. Both of them have had pretty decent schedules. Dutch, what say you?
Perry has had a tough schedule. Their last two tough losses were to Mountain Point, who just beat Marcos. Or one of them was to Mountain Point. So I do think Perry has some offensive weapons. They got pretty much handled by Desert Ridge. But if they can just kind of capitalize on some of their offensive plays, they're going to get on the board. But I think Marcos is a little more loaded on both ends of the field compared to Perry. So I'm going to give it to Marcos.
I'm giving it to Marcos, but I'm calling it a close game.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a 6-7 point ball game.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game either. I have Marcos in the 20s and Perry around like 14 points.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling. All right, so now we've got the number 7-10 matchup, Ironwood Ridge, and number 10 Horizon. Ironwood Ridge is up from the number 11 spot in the PowerPoint rankings to go to number 7. They got a 43-0 win over Mountain View Marana, and they match up against number 10 Horizon. It fell from number 5 after their loss to Pinnacle to number 10, which hurt them significantly because that matchup's a lot harder than where they would have ended up if they were at number 5. So what do you say?
I think Ironwood Ridge, they had some tough games at the beginning of the season and have kind of taken care of business for most of the second half of the season. And Horizon has pretty similar losses, but I think with their, they've seen their tougher competition kind of in their most recent games. I think Ironwood Ridge might just be a little complacent, and so I'm going to say Horizon's going to take this in a very close game, probably win just by a field goal or something like that.
Oh, wow. So here we go. I actually picked Horizon myself. That's great. I think Horizon's going to get them. I don't think Ironwood Ridge has had as tough a schedule as Horizon. I think Horizon's going to bounce back after that loss to Pinnacle. They're going to be a little angry when they hit the field,
yep.
And I think they're going to get the W. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the Coach Scott Lovely, joined by Dutch Perryman. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and keep moving through the brackets.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody got game. And we just here to let y'all know that P.E. is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
The Sports Mavericks Show redefines the elite athlete by bridging the gap between parents, athletes, and the community. Host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, brings to the Voice America Network original programming, balancing the pursuit of academic excellence and sports participation. The Sports Mavericks Show airs every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Listeners will be engaged in straightforward talk, spontaneous and unscripted by the experts. Ida and her guests will explore the challenges of success and failure in sports and will help athletes and their parents navigate the transition from high school, college, and then on to the pros. We put fun back into sports and recognize role models in sports through our Sports Mavericks All-Star Award program. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Ida Moyet and the Sports Mavericks Show right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
It's more than a sports show. Tune in every Friday for End of the Bench with Tony Bowie. Tony knows and does it all. Whether it's sports, business, or politics, the discussion all comes to focus in one place. You'll hear from the personalities as well as the everyday people, each bringing their own perspective to the discussion. This is a weekly forum that you'll want to be a part of. End of the Bench with Tony Bowie airs live every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely, and we're being joined right now by Dutch Perryman from ArizonaVarsity.com. And we're right now wrapping up the 5A2 state football playoff bracket as we look at the number 2-15 matchup, which is Sandra O'Connor versus number 15 Deer Valley. Deer Valley snuck into the playoffs with a win over Willow Canyon, a 2-point win over Willow Canyon. That moved them up from number 17 to number 15 to earn the matchup against Sandra Day. This is actually another rematch, Dutch. They played on 9/24, September 24th, and Sandra Day got the win 49-13. So what do you think about a matchup like this?
Well, I see Deer Valley has some other tough losses. They lost to Brophy, Marcos, Boulder Creek, and Mountain Ridge, and then also their last game to Sandra Day. So I'm just not sure, based on that, if they have enough. I don't know if it's talent, because I haven't seen them play personally, but I'm not sure if they just got enough firepower, I guess, to take them down for an upset.
So you're picking Sandra Day, as am I. So we've got Chaparral, Cibola, Boulder Creek, Westview, Centennial, Marcos Deniza, Horizon, and Sandra Day moving forward. But you picked Lake Havasu over Cibola, didn't you?
I picked Fairfax over Boulder Creek.
That's what it was, Fairfax over Boulder Creek. So we'll see how that works. Now let's go to the 4A1 football playoff bracket. And looking at the 4A1 football playoff brackets, we've got number one, Canyon Del Oro, CDO, as everybody calls him, who's undefeated at 10-0, against number 16, Sunrise Mountain, that snuck into the playoffs. Last week, they were below 18, I believe, in PowerPoint rankings, and got a win over Dysart and jumped right into the number 16 spot to earn a matchup down. They had to go down to Canyon Del Oro to play. Now, Canyon Del Oro got a 42-6 win over Sabino. I haven't seen a 16 beat a 1. I'm picking CDO.
Yep, I agree.
All right, now we've got that 8-9 matchup, and this one is an even. These two teams stayed at 8-9 this last week, even with their wins. Apollo, with an 8-2 record, got a 42-7 win against Glendale, and Cactus Shadow got a 55-20 win over McClintock. And in looking at their schedules, these two teams put points on the board. I just don't know who's going to get that win. I have not even picked. I'm going to pick right now. You go ahead and tell me who you got, and I'm going to just draw a name out of a hat.
Yeah, I mean, I was a toss-up as well. I think this will kind of be a high-scoring game, too, just back and forth. So I just had Cactus Shadows kind of, I don't know, maybe it'll be last possession or what, but I think they'll just take it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. So you're picking Cactus Shadows, and I'm looking at their schedules, and I'm looking at the scores, and both of these teams put points on the board. This is going to be one of those high-scoring games. This is going to be like the – who was it? Was it the Michigan-Illinois game this last weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and pick number 8, Apollo, just because they did end up with the higher seed. I think both teams are going to – I think that game's going to come down to who takes care of the football. I think the offense that does not turn it over and converts is going to be the one that wins. I think there's going to be one or two turnovers that will make the significant difference in the game. All right, so we've got number 5, Peoria, versus number 12, Nogales. Peoria squeaked by Raymond Kellis with a win 26-22 on Friday, and Nogales blew Marana out of the water 43-15. And even with that, they dropped one spot, and Peoria inched up one spot. So that's how these two teams ended up meeting in the playoffs. So now, who are you picking?
I am going to pick Peoria, just because I thought that Nogales looked like they were kind of inconsistent as far as scoring points. I'm going to go with Peoria.
All right, I'm going with Peoria as well. Number 4, Cienega, versus number 13, Apache Junction. Cienega stayed at the same spot they were at, number 4. Apache Junction dropped 3 spots because they had a week off and had completed their schedule. And, I don't even think they knew, they had an idea who they were going to play, because they couldn't tell where they were going to end up. And then the mix-up, in the rankings from 8, to 14 really jumbled up the playoff setting. So Apache Junction just had the week off to practice and get sharp against number 4 Cienega, 48-28 win over Saguaro down at Tucson. I think Cienega's going to win it, but I want to root for Apache Junction. I don't know. That one's another one that I did not fill out, and I'm going to go ahead and let you pick, and I'm going to figure it out from there.
I went with Cienega just based on Apache Junction's record on in the second half of the season. They're 1-4 in their last 5 games, so I think that's just kind of a tough thing to overcome heading into the playoffs, so I picked Cienega.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm looking at the fact that they had a week off to kind of correct some of the issues that they had going on. I know Apache Junction's a tough football school. Siena gets putting some points on the board, though. You know what? I guess I'll go with the favorite there, number 4, Cienega. All right. Number 3, Saguaro versus number 14, Moon Valley. Saguaro's 31-28 win over Queen Creek this past Friday. It's a little bit less than what I thought they'd do, but they still got the win. And then Moon Valley moved up one spot with a 53-3 win over Sunny Slope. Who are you picking in this matchup?
Well, I think it'll be really hard for Moon Valley to overcome a 63-7 loss to Saguaro earlier in the year. So there's a mismatch there somewhere. I'm not sure if it was players out or what, but if Saguaro can match that even a little bit, then they should have no problem, I think.
Yeah, I saw that, and I think that Saguaro's all up in the dome. I think Saguaro moves on.
Yeah, they're playing pretty well, too, right now.
Yeah. All right, so number 6, Bradshaw Mountain versus number 11, Shadow Mountain. Shadow Mountain jumped up 3 spots from the 14th spot, and Bradshaw Mountain dropped 1. But they got a win, 47-21 over Agua Fria, and Shadow Mountain got a 48-47 win over Prescott this weekend. Those are good games this past weekend. I think Bradshaw Mountain has a little bit more momentum going into the game, so that's who I picked. Dutch, what say you?
I picked Bradshaw Mountain. I think they have a couple good wins over some good teams. I'm picking them as a slight favorite.
All right. Now we go to number 7, Sabino versus number 10, Catalina Foothills. This here is another rubber match, rematch against those two teams. Sabino actually fell 2 spots in the PowerPoint rankings, and Catalina jumped 2 spots in the PowerPoint rankings. Sabino lost to CDO 42-6, so we mentioned that earlier, and then Catalina got a win over Desert View 54-18. And, you know, they're kind of streaky. They got 4 straight wins, Catalina Foothills does, and the last time these two teams played, it was a 31-28 win for Catalina Foothills. I think I'm going to go with Sabino on this one. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going with Sabino. Their win, or Catalina's win over Sabino earlier in the year, broke Catalina's 4-game winning streak. So they might have just had a little more to play for at that time. But I think, you know, they've lost to some pretty strong teams. So I am going to take Sabino in this one. I think it will be a close game just like their last match, but I think Sabino this time will be able to pull out in front just a bit.
And it's going to be a home game for Sabino, so I think that's the case. I think it's the edge. Queen Creek, with a 3-point loss to Saguaro, is playing number 15. So number 2 Queen Creek is playing number 15 Raymond Kellis. Raymond Kellis fell 4 spots in the PowerPoint ranking to get this matchup. They lost to Peoria 26-22. To me, this is an easy game to call. I'm calling Queen Creek. How about you?
Yep, I'm going to also go with Queen Creek.
All right, good. So we're done with the 4A1, and we're going to move to the 4A2 level. And first off, we're going to start with the number 1 versus number 16 matchup. That number 1-16 matchup is Cactus versus Page. Page is coming up to play Cactus at Cactus, and I think that's going to be an ugly game.
Yeah, I'd agree. Mingus was Page's pretty much strongest competition, and they got shut out by Mingus. So I'm not going to say they're going to be shut out, but Cactus is going to pretty much walk all over them, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a domination. I think Cactus is just going to, from kickoff to the final buzzer, it's just going to be one of those nights. And Paige is going to wish they hadn't made that position, number 16. All right, now we've got a tough matchup, number 8, Desert Edge versus number 9, Seton Catholic. This matchup here makes me go, because if you look at the two, you've got Desert Edge beat Liberty 14-11 this past Friday, but they lost to Notre Dame, but played Williamsfield tough. And that's in the Seton Catholic's region of play. So I'm looking at the Seton Catholic game, and I'm going, Desert Edge versus Seton Catholic, who do you have?
This one, I'm just not too familiar with the teams. So just looking at their schedules, I saw that Seton Catholic has a kind of a rough record. So, I just kind of went with the records on this one, went Desert Edge.
And see, I'm going Seton Catholic because I'm from the East Sky region and I've seen that football. And I know that Seton Catholic, I think, is in the tougher of the two regions. So I'm picking Seton Catholic because of their region play. All right, so we've got 2 minutes before we go to our break, but I want to hit this next matchup, number 5, Washington, versus number 12, Higley. Washington stayed at number 5. They've won by three against Greenway. They've got the two good solid wins, or two solid games they had this year were against Cactus and Apollo. But overall, I think they've had a light schedule. And you've got Higley at the number 12 spot, who's up one spot with a 42-10 win over Seton. They've been inconsistent this season in a very tough region. But because of their region play, and because when this team plays well, they put points on the board, I'm picking Higley over Washington. What do you think? And we've only got 30 seconds, so let's do this. Let's bring you back after the break. You can talk about this pick. And this is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. We're joined by Dutch Perryman from ArizonaVarsity.com. We're wrapping up the 4A2 football playoff bracket when we get back. We'll be back in a few.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bench his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion, but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
Here's what's happening this week on Forever Hunting's Trail with Jim and Trav.
Bull Hunting Addiction TV's Don Potliff, veteran outdoorsman Buck McNeely, and Alaska Extreme Hunters finalist Stacy Frost will be our special guest. And we'll be hitting on the trail with a guy that has more fish on his wall than family pictures. We're talking about those guys from the World Fishing Network at WFN.TV. Wednesdays at 1 Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. I'm Jim Ferguson. I'll see you on the trail.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Scott Lovely, and I'm joined right now by Dutch Perryman from the ArizonaVarsity.com website, and we are trying to wrap up these 4A2 football playoff brackets, and we're starting off right now. We're finishing up with the Washington-Higley matchup. I picked Higley just based on their tough region play. Dutch, what say you?
I agree they have a tough region, but I just see 5 losses to some of the pretty good teams. So I'm going to go with Washington just because against that tough region, they could have pulled away with some more wins, I think.
Okay. So next up we have number 4, Liberty, who's dropped one spot, and number 13, Thunderbird, who jumped up three spots. Thunderbird jumped up because of a win over Paradise Valley, 38-21, and Liberty lost to, actually, Desert Edge. Now, you know, I'm torn here, but I'm reluctantly going to go ahead and pick Liberty. I think their schedule is soft. But I think they've got just enough talent to go ahead and get a W over Thunderbird this Friday night.
Yeah, Desert Edge stole their undefeated regular season away in their final game, so I think they might have a chip on their shoulder and they might come out a little angry, so I think they'll win.
All right, so next up we have number 3 Notre Dame with a big win, 56-6 over Coronado, against number 14 Douglas, who lost to Cholla. They've got a long trip for a short playoff appearance, in my opinion. Notre Dame's going to get a big win there.
Yeah, Notre Dame's had a tough schedule and did really well against those teams. So, yeah, they should be able to handle it pretty easily.
All right, next up, number 6, Mingus, 40-7 W over Mojave. And number 11, Greenway, lost by 3 to Washington. In my opinion, Greenway's limping into the playoffs with 3 straight losses. But then again, I'm not really impressed with Mingus's light schedule. Who are you picking there? I'm picking Mingus, but I'm not really impressed with that team.
Yeah, I have Mingus winning, but I have it a pretty low-scoring game. It'll probably be decided by a touchdown. So I don't think either team's going to go off and do any crazy scoring.
All right. Next up, we have number 7, Amphi, versus number 10, Coronado. Amphi got a big win over Catalina, 57-0, with one loss to Seton Catholic, 18-17, on September 3rd. Now, here's the thing. Coronado moved up one spot to get into this matchup, and Notre Dame thumped Coronado 56-6 this past Friday. But in that East Sky region, Coronado I think they're a dangerous team. In my opinion, I think they're a very dangerous team. Amphi not beating Seton shows that there's something about the East Sky region that I think people overlook when it comes to this, to these type of games. So I'm not sure. You tell me. I'm picking Amphi, but I think it's very slim margin. What do you think?
I am picking Amphi. Coronado's had some tough teams they've played against, but it looks like they've had a bit of trouble scoring just in their recent games. So I'm just going to go with Amphi for this one.
Okay, next up and the last game of the bracket is number 2 Williamsfield versus number 15 Arcadia. Now Williamsfield stayed number 2. Arcadia fell 2 spots from number 13 because they had a serious loss this last week to Williamsfield, 49-21. This is a rubber match. I'm picking Williamsfield. I just don't think Arcadia has the momentum. I think that they're kind of stuck at this point, and they're going to end their season on Friday night.
Yeah, it's hard to go against a 10-0 team that just beat the team, you know, by more than double their points last week. So, yeah, I got to give it to Williamsfield again.
All right. So now, Dutch, we're going to wrap up the show, and I want to thank you for being on with us this week, and hopefully you'll come back. But let me ask you a question. Who do you think you're picking to be the 5A1 state championship or state champion team?
5A1, I'm going to go with the favorite, Hamilton. I've seen them a couple times, and I think when it comes down to the pressure, they've been able to step up. And so, yeah, I'm going to pick Hamilton.
What about 5A2?
5A2, I got to go with Chaparral. I haven't seen them play. I've really wanted to, but they seem to be everyone's favorites, and they've been pretty much taking care of business all season long. So I think they'll kind of take it all away in.
4A1?
4A1. I haven't – this one's – tough. I like Saguaro just because I've seen them and I know their personnel better and I see how much talent they have. But I would say that they're probably going to be in the championship game versus Canyon Del Oro. I don't know. I'm really not sure. I think
so. That's a toss up for you.
Saguaro.
All right, Saguaro. And then what about 4A2?
I'm going to go with Cactus. I think they got a real strong offense. William Field, I haven't gotten to see them, but I've heard from people that they're the real deal also. And I know Notre Dame's had tough schedule and done pretty well, but I'll go with Cactus.
All right. Well, hey, thank you very much for joining us today. Thank you for all that you're doing on ArizonaVarsity.com. If you want to catch some of his articles and blogs on ArizonaVarsity.com, do so. Become a member and follow this up-and-coming prognosticator. And his articles on the website have been very insightful on most of the teams and all the stuff he's doing. I want to thank you for that, Dutch.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And I'll be around, hopefully get a lot more articles and a lot more coverage up.
All right.
Months to come.
So here we have it, playoff schedule. Make sure you send me your playoff brackets to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Again, you send it in to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Another week is in the can. I want to thank you for listening to the Coach's Corner. Remember, this is the Coach Scott Lovely saying, leave it better than you found it. We're out. Peace.
Behind the game, behind the game. I got game, she got game. We got game, they got game. He got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something. I found the game.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.